Before this video starts, I just want to thank you guys for your patience while I've been traveling back home while I've been sick. If you watch the videos on the daily, you know that I upload between 7 to 10 times per week, and I promise I'll go back to that. With that said, now we can get into today's topic. Now, this is taken from an interview with Billie Eilish, the popular singer. I'm sure everyone here knows who that is. It's not my cup of tea. It's not what I normally listen to. To give credit where credit is due, I think she does have talent. I don't think she's a talentless person who, you know, got lucky. And you know it's bad when I couldn't find one good positive response to this. And I quote, "Nobody ever says a thing about men's bodies. If you're muscular, cool. If you're not, cool. If you're real thin, cool. If you have a dad bod, cool. If you're pludgy, I love it. Everybody's happy with it. You know why? Because girls are nice. They don't give a fuck because we see people for who they are." I think my female audience is like 20-25%, sometimes 30%. To all the women out there who watch me, if this person right here was kind, polite, had money, would you date him? Take your time. I know it must be really difficult, but let me just switch genders for a bit. Let me go Jordan Lee. If I was a girl, I would not find Boogie 2988 attractive. He could be nice, polite, and I think most of you will be like, you know, I'd rather hook up with, you know, the homeless person down by the 7-Eleven than with Boogie. I did read the whole article, and I did find it quite interesting. I mean, this went extremely viral. This got 45 million views. This one replies with, "The literal existence of this means Shine proves she's a dirty liar." And they have a picture of Rick Ross, plus size king. And with Lizzo, it's empowering and brave and stunning. Now, once again, this is just a meme, but point stands. And yes, I'm gonna talk about the article in a bit, but I just wanna point something out. If you're muscular, cool. Which, yeah, you know, if you're jacked, all the girls will love you. Real thin, you know how much bullying you would get if you're super skinny? They will call you Slenderman, Spaghetti. What about if you're short? Like, the amount of memes and women who say, "I'm not going to date anyone unless they're 6 foot, I don't know, fucking six." Meanwhile, they're like 4'2". It's like, bitch, you have no room to speak of anything. You're a fucking midget. Shut the fuck up. Like, we're talking about men's height all the time. Like, they have to be tall, and they have to have a good jawline, and how big your D is, and, you know, how much money you have. I just want to know, what kind of girls is Billie Eilish hanging out with where this is going on? Because if that's the situation, hit me up. And then the whole, "because girls are nice and it won't be mean." It's like you're pinning girls to be perfect and they never do anything wrong. You don't give a fuck because we see people for who they are. Once again, I go back to my OG question. Would anyone date this person? And then I also found this article that completely contradicts what she said. And it's a picture of Keanu Reeves in Italy. And it says, "He needs to shape up. Keanu Reeves blasted for chubby body while spending family day on a boat." I believe this was shortly, if not a few weeks after John Wick 4 came out. 60 years old and still making kick-ass movies. John Wick 4, one of my favorite movies of this year by far. And because he's having some time off, I think people got so fucking used to the image of a guy, of course, full of steroids, which he could burn at any time, and he's just having a good time spending time with his family. Are they not talking about his body? What about when the guy from Fast and Furious, aka Groot, was smoking a cigar and he looked fat and everyone was making fun of him? So they weren't talking about their weight? Like, what is Billie Eilish fucking on? Love you, Billie, but this just isn't true. I've seen girls mock guys' bodies and obese people all the time. Come on now. Just blanket statement of girls don't do that because they're nice is the most ridiculous thing I've heard girls say. Of course, girls could be as mean as guys. What's your objective here? You just look like a fucking moron who's out of touch here. Oh, girls can't be mean, but then at the same time, some of them demand you to be 6'3 and, you know, have a lot of muscles and have a lot of money. I'm not saying everyone, okay? But for Billie Eilish to be like, "Yeah, you know, no one cares about body types," that's complete cap. The friend says, "I'm a female and even I know it's wrong. Name one plus size model. I'm 5'4 and this just isn't true." I think this is probably the most body shaming I see towards men when they're like 5'4, 5'5 and people are like, "Oh, I won't date you because you're short." Why go after things that people cannot change, like height? That's just pure luck. But when you talk about weight, unless you have some medical issues or whatever, weight can be gained and it can be lost. You can control that, but height? There's nothing one could do to get taller. God, just give me one more inch. I mean, just push me over the limit here. Can you please just do me a favor so I can be 6 feet? Like, there's nothing I can do besides getting height enlargement surgery that costs a shit ton of money and is painful as fuck to get an inch or two taller. If someone really loves you and cares about you, they'll love you whether you're 6 feet or you're 4'4". It doesn't make a difference.
Ryan Wade is 5'7" tall. He's come to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Kevin Debbie Parshad for a groundbreaking limb lengthening procedure.
After we've given you that additional height, you'd probably be sitting at very close to 5'11".
Yeah.
Okay.
The procedure involves implanting a steel device into the upper bone on both legs.
We use the remote control to slowly separate the bone. This is the remote control.
The remote control signals the device to pull the bones apart, 1 millimeter at a time.
And this is what she said prior to being no one talks about men's bodies. I have big boobs since I was 9 years old. I'm sure EDP liked that part, and that's just the way I am, that's how I look. And then she continues to talk about other stuff. She fired up now, launching into a good old-fashioned rant. Nobody ever says a thing about men's bodies and, you know, what I just said, because girls are nice, they don't give a fuck because we see people for who they are. I mean, how many memes have we seen about short kings and short men and, you know, oh, look at that guy, he has a fucking micro penis, or his penis stinky and and the small. How many times have we heard that? Or he's too fat, or he's too skinny, or he's too thick, X amount of things. She has no idea what the fuck she's talking about. And yeah, I don't know, make better music. Anyways, what do you guys think of this situation? Do you think I'm wrong, right? I'm just a hater. Whatever you guys think, let me know in the comments below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And all right, I'll let you go. I gotta go see Paul McCartney now. All right, peace out. Take care. Bye.